was a rumble in the jungle. Once I heard Dad was outside again counting birds, and Mama plugged in the nightlight, and I saw the queen of the world.
Welcome to the Golden Hour Birth Podcast.
Mama plugged in the
nightlight. I am Liz, your co-host.
I saw the queen.
And I'm Natalie, your other co-host. And tonight we have our friend Aaron on. Aaron's husband is really good friends with our husbands and grew up together, so we've all became buddies from them.
Mom friends.
Yes. And she is a beautiful mom of three, and yeah.
Yeah, so welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Excited to be here.
Good. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your family?
Sure. So I'm married to Jordan Phoenix. We met, we actually went to the same high school, but I was a couple years older than him, so I didn't really know who he was. So we met years later, and then we kind of connected the dots. But and so we have been married, it'll be 10 years next March. We were married for 2 years before we started having kids. He is a videographer. I think he calls himself a director, web design, graphic design. He kind of does all the things. Mm-hmm. He's really great at what he does and loves what he does. And so he's pretty great. So he does that. He works out of our garage. We turned our garage into a studio. We did that right as COVID was starting. So it was pretty awesome, and it worked out really well for our family. I am a school counselor. This is my fifth year as a school counselor. I was first an ELA teacher, so I've been in the education system for quite some time. And then we have three little boys. So we have Macklin, who's 20 months old, and Conan, who's 5 years old, and Ryder, who's 7 years old. And we live in Webster Groves, and yeah, just enjoying life.
Yeah, so I'm busy.
Yes, very busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, do you want to tell us a little bit about your pregnancies? I know you said that they were all pretty similar. So if you just want to, like, go into, you know,
ready
to start a family kind of thing.
Perfect, yes. So, yeah, like I said, Jordan and I were married for about 2 years. I was working on my master's in counseling when we decided, you know, I'm a planner. I like to plan everything out. Mm-hmm. I know that we're very fortunate in the fact that we can plan things with pregnancies, because I know not everybody has the ability to do that. So I was planning kind of perfectly lining up the end of my master's program and graduation and having a baby. And so I was 9 months pregnant when I finished my master's program. I didn't even walk at graduation because I was just waddling at that point. So we kind of just decided that we wanted to have kids as soon as I was done. We felt ready. We had our house and all of that. And I'm so happy I finished my master's before kids, because now I'm like, how do people do this and go to school with kids? Because it's a lot to juggle. Mm-hmm. Prior to Ryder's pregnancy, I did have a miscarriage beforehand. We actually went to Peru, and I got pregnant in Peru, and then came home, and I was like 6 weeks when I lost the pregnancy. And there was just like a lot of cramping, and then I naturally just did it. So I felt like the cramping kind of throughout all my pregnancies has come up, and it's just, you know, I feel like so many people who have had miscarriages can probably relate to that fear once you've had it. So to start all your pregnancies with a miscarriage can be kind of hard. So I had that first, and then we tried again right away, and we got pregnant right away the first time we tried. I kind of like was really good about tracking my periods and ovulation, and I knew like when to take the test and took it right on time. And so I don't know, it was all just very like, I could follow it along. I knew when everything was happening. I would have waves of nausea with all of them, but it was not anything bad. I mean, I loved being pregnant. I loved all of their pregnancies. I love giving birth. I just love everything about it. And I would continue to keep having babies if they weren't so exhausting
wild
and expensive and wild and all the things. So
and boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
All boys. So Yeah, I just love it, though. I mean, I've told Jordan before, like, I could definitely be a surrogate just because I just feel like I'm just made to have babies.
Yeah. I want to be a surrogate.
Yes, I love it. So, yeah. So anyway, so yeah, my pregnancies were really easy. I mean, yeah, after a couple waves of nausea to begin with, nothing. I mean, the second trimester was great, golden. I mean, I would think that Jordan would say I didn't love pregnancy the last few weeks of pregnancy, you know, when you're just like huge and uncomfortable and yeah. So yeah, all my pregnancies were very similar. Maybe, I don't know, I had all boys, so they were all the same. I really can't, there's really no distinguishing feature between all three of them. They were great. They were easy. I felt fortunate. They were healthy. The only pregnancy that was really the one that sticks out is Mac, because I was 8 weeks pregnant when COVID shut down St. Louis. So oh my gosh, that pregnancy. I mean, it was fine in terms of pregnancy. It was the outside stress that was a lot. Mm-hmm. I just remember being 8 months pregnant. I have this vivid memory in my mind and just bouncing on an exercise ball upstairs on our third floor, working from home on my computer, being a school counselor. So doing counseling sessions with students. My now 7-year-old was 5 across the hall, across the room, doing virtual kindergarten. And my then 4-year-old was at my feet playing with a truck. Was pregnant, bouncing on a ball. And I just remember thinking, like, how many days are we going to have to do this? Because, you know, I mean, it was really hard. Like, Ryder would be crying about kindergarten. I'd be crying about counseling and being pregnant. And it was just, like, it was hard, you know, that, like, external stress. And I didn't have that stress with any of my other pregnancies. So that was really hard.
Yeah, I feel like us, like, pandemic moms are, like,
yeah.
I don't know. We went through something.
Yeah. Feel like you can do anything, you know? Like, I seriously, when things are hard, I'm like, that not as hard as that was, you know? Like, that was emotionally, you know, and not to mention the, like, extra stress of, are we going to get COVID? Are we going to be okay? Yes. And, like, early on in COVID, it was like, how do we seclude ourselves from each other? Because at that point, it was like, you know, I'll be in here. And, you know, Jordan was so worried about me getting it, being pregnant. So it was just like, yeah, just so many layers of of stress. So, it was a lot.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Jordan in the summer when you were pregnant. And he, like, wouldn't come inside, wouldn't get too close. But, like, respect, too, because
– yeah.
He had a pregnant wife at home.
Yeah.
And we didn't know anything about COVID and pregnancy in that time.
Right.
Which was just, like, really frightening.
Yeah. Yeah. It was scary.
Oh, yeah. You guys came to get a pizza.
Oh, yeah. In the car. Yeah.
Was that right after you had Mac?
I think so. God, I don't remember. I don't know. I also feel like years are lost with COVID. You know, people are, like, asking what years. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think I was still pregnant with Vivian at that point.
Yeah, it was scary. It was really scary just to be that early on and, yeah, not to know anything, I think. And then we would hear stories about people who are pregnant who would get it really bad, and it's like that just scared, you know.
Yes.
It's just so many things.
Nothing was positive.
No.
There was no positive.
It was hard.
Like, you know, hearing, like, the stories of, like, people being pregnant and getting COVID, nothing was positive.
No.
And it was, so scary.
Yeah.
Thankfully, when I had Wes, I had, like, the vaccine. So, like, I had, like, a little protection, but,
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what both of you went through.
Yeah. No, it was a different, obviously the pregnancy was different because of that, just the circumstances. And I remember thinking, like, I was felt so grateful that it was my third pregnancy, because I can't imagine people who went through that with their first, you know, and, like, the showers and, like, being around other moms and just the, like, community piece of that that I feel like missed. So I just have sympathy for other first time moms that went through that with it, because I think that would have been so hard to miss.
Yeah,
I think.
For sure. Yeah, you had one drive by shower.
Yeah.
But luckily we were still able to have ours outside.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
It just happened to be a nice day.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the drive-by stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, this is my third. I don't need anything. Just everybody leave me alone. You know, we're good.
Yeah. We had a lunch for Vivian. And that was just perfect.
Yeah.
In December. It was, like, a good day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So is there anything else you want to add about pregnancy or anything like that?
No, I was just going to say that with Mac. So, like, I was I started having high blood pressure towards, like, the last month of my pregnancy. And I just remember my OB asking, like, she's like, is everything okay? Have you been stressed lately? And I was just looked at her like, are you kidding? Yes. And so I was just, she was just shocked because I never had high blood pressure with any or no other symptoms, like no swelling or anything like that. So clearly it was the external stress. And then I had to go get like the checks, you know, where you go the stress test. But it was interesting too because Jordan couldn't come to any of my appointments. I didn't go to any of my doctor's appointments during any of that time, which I just felt so like, I'm just doing this one on my own, you know, like, but empowering. I can just do this on my own. But it was good because we have, you know, the two other boys. So somebody has to be with them. So it worked out. But yeah. So anyway, so they induced me 3 weeks early with him. So that was the only thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, pregnancy is great. Yeah. Love it.
It was so weird, like during COVID. OBs would not let partners into the office, but like I was at the birthing center at that point in October.
Yeah.
And they were letting partners come in. So I just found that really weird.
I think it depended because my OB let people in, let Jason in. But he wasn't part of like a hospital group. He was, you know, his own practice. So I wonder if. Just was like it a mercy? Basis
yeah, it was mercy. Something. And they couldn't come to any of my appointments. Yeah.
About things, I feel like.
Yeah, they were pretty strict. Yeah.
Guess me. Just literally about to. So now if you kind of want to tell us about your first rider's birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see. I was 3 days over my due date, and I so badly wanted to go into labor. So badly. But she was like, this baby's going to be huge and I need to get him out of you. And I was like, okay. And my OB, I think, is kind of like, I don't know. I think she's a certain taste. I don't think everybody would like her. But I love her. She's just very much like, no, I know what I'm doing and I'm going to do what I know it to do.
Yeah.
Which I like. Like, I want you to feel confident in what you're doing, you know. Yeah. So she was like, I think we need to get him out, you know. So it was 3 days after and I was just like, I mean, you have to fight me too much. Like, I was like, okay, I'm kind of ready to be done being pregnant. So, yeah, they called us in. They gave us, like, a window of time. I remember Jordan and I just, like, being so nervous. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we'll call you between 1 and 4 to come in to be induced.
A.M.
I was like, oh, no, it was in the afternoon.
Oh, P.M.
Yes.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Yeah, so we just, like, sat around that whole day and just, like, you know, twiddling our thumbs, waiting to be called in. It's, like, so hard to wait. And, of course, they call us at 4 o'clock, like, the last time slot. So they called us in and, you know, we got in and then they like started the Pitocin and, I always had to get my waters popped, you know, the terminal, the correct phrase for that is, but, so my water never did it on its own. Mm-hmm. So that is interesting. So I don't know if I ever would have gone into labor on my own, but, yeah. So then they did that. And honestly, like I had this like idea of what I thought labor would be, and it's just so not what it was. I just didn't imagine, I guess, movies and TV shows of just like people all over the place, like moving around and talking and it being busy. Mm-hmm. And it was just so like peaceful, and it was just this like wonderful nurse in there with us who was just like sitting at the edge of my bed, like just talking so sweetly to me and like coaching me through it. And I just remember being like, is this it? Like, this is what's happening? So anyway, I really didn't feel any pain because I was going to get the epidural. I was like, you know, I want to feel it. I want to feel what it really feels like. And I want to feel like I earned the epidural. But I didn't feel any like real pain until like 6 centimeters. Mm-hmm. Like I remember talking to my aunt who's an OB or a labor and delivery nurse. And she was like, maybe you're one of those rare people who just doesn't feel pain during. I'm like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden it was like they cranked the Pitocin up then. And it was like, yeah, I felt it.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yeah.
So it came on like a ton of bricks. So yeah, I just remember being like, oh my God, you know, so I was like, I'm ready. Like I was so nervous for the epidural. Like I feel like every worry I had was about that darn epidural. Yeah. And just,
That's honestly one of the reasons that I didn't get it, because I'm just needles.
Yes. But I'm here to tell you that it's not that bad, and it's not that scary.
Yeah.
And at that point, when you're in pain, you're like, I don't really care. Just do something to take the pain away.
I was so excited.
Yes.
I remember, like, my contractions were terrible, but getting that needle in my back, I was calm.
Yeah.
I was like, I just can't wait for a relief of this.
Yes. And I remember being so scared, because you hear, like, stories of, like, it could go wrong or the wrong spot.
One side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember them telling Jordan, like, don't look at it. Like, don't react. And, like, he was sitting in front of me, and I was like, why? What's back there, you know? But, oh, it was wonderful. It was great. And then, and then you just are just like, she's like, go ahead and take a nap, put the big peanut ball between your legs, and we'll be back.
Yeah.
So, we just laid around and watched Hoarders and just had a good time. I mean, great. And then they came in, and I was just, you just, like, feel, you know, pressure. I'm like, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom in the bed. Like, I, like, go to the bathroom. And she's like, no. And then she would come in and check, and then she came in and was like, oh, okay. Like, it's, it's time. So then with him, I pushed for, and again, I really felt like there was going to be people everywhere loud, but really just this, like, sweet nurse coaching me along and, like, helping me with my breathing. And it was, I don't know, it was very special.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't quite figure out how to push. Like, I pushed for him for, like, 2.5 hours because I just could not, I don't know if it was the epidural or had never done it before or what, but I felt like I pushed for a really long time with him. You'll hear after how many pushes you hear the other two take. Just a long time. So,
just a little sneeze.
Yeah. Yes. So, and then, you know, finally got it right. I remember towards, like, the end, they were like, okay, he's turned this way, so we got to turn you this way. So I'm, like, moving my body all over the bed and, like, pulling my leg up in weird directions. And, finally I figured out how to do it and then got him out.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
So awesome and special. And just, like, I feel like it's like an out-of-body experience where you're just like, I can't catch up to my emotions. Or, you know, like, you can't catch up to what's actually going on in front of you. So
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. It's definitely like, it's just, I don't know. I can just remember it all so well. It's just funny how that 7 years ago, it's still like yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Seared in our brains.
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special.
I wonder why they don't, like, maybe this, like, just isn't a thing, but in, like, the birthing classes or something, why don't they, like, teach you, like, where your pelvic floor is?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, you know, squeeze here, and this is, like, the muscles you're going to use when you push.
Right.
Or,
yeah. Right.
Because we don't get pelvic floor therapy or any training on.
Well, and all she would say is, like, it's like your pooping, like, push like you're pooping.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but you can't feel anything down there. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, you know, like, but you can't feel it. So I could hear by her counting if she was excited or not, because she'd be like, 1, 2. And I could hear her disappointment. And when I was doing, she'd be like, oh, 1, 2, what? You're like, so I was just basing it on her tone of, like, how excited she was about my pushing. So I really couldn't feel any of that. So I don't know.
That's funny.
I was terrified. Yeah. I was terrified to feel it. Like, you know, like, cause for a minute I was like, maybe I'll just, you know, go without an epidural. But I was like, I'm scared. Like, you know, the burning ring of fire. There's just so many scary things.
Yeah.
Even when he was about to come out, I actually went back and watched the video just to kind of refresh my memory, but that Jordan took of him coming out, and she was like, all right, he's right here. And I was like, is it going to hurt? And she was like, no, but his shoulders are big. So get ready.
Oh,
so yeah, he was 9 pounds, 1 ounce.
Holy
so
God.
He was kind of big.
Yeah.
And his head was like, I remember him being like,
Oh my God, that's how Leslie's head was.
And he was like purple and, like, swollen because he had been in the, like, what, canal,
yeah,
for quite some time while I was trying to figure it out. Poor baby. And yeah, so he was kind of scared. But yeah,
now he's very cute.
His head is, it's rounded out, you know, he's back to normal. I remember Jordan and I just kind of looked at each other like, what the heck. But
my 16-year-old niece tells me the other day, when Wesley was first born, I was a little iffy about him. And I'm like, you told me he was cute.
kind of weird when they come right out, you know?
I will give
fresh
it.
Fresh out. Yeah. They're a little weird. Yeah, and so his the other interesting thing about Ryder's birth was that I donated the cord blood, and she was like, oh, my God, this cord is enormous. Like, I remember her pulling it up and being, like, showing all the nurses, like, look at this. And she's like, I'm going to win the cord blood for the day. I guess there's a certain amount of blood they get out of it that they, I don't know, bank or whatever.
That's cool.
And Jordan had to cut it, and he was like, he still talks about how like weak his hands were as he was trying to like grab the scissors, and it's like this, so it's like a phone, you know, cord.
Yeah, spiral.
Yeah. And he was like trying to cut it but was like weak. Oh, but anyway, 4 years later I got a phone call that his blood was taken and used to like save somebody that needed that blood. How cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Update,
I know. They called and were like, thank you so much. We used this blood. It was a perfect match. That doesn't always happen, but it was. And so, yeah. It's
really cool. I didn't even know that thing. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It was really cool. I was like, that's special. My big fat cord had a purpose, you know? Big old healthy cord.
I wonder what they use that for. Like, is there like a special...
I don't know.
Sickness or, you
they,
know.
Yeah, they didn't give me much. They were just calling to thank me and tell me that it was a perfect match, which, yeah, cool. Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah, that was that. And, you know, I just remember being like, oh, my God, this is what we have to bring this home and how scary and just all those, like, first parent, like, you know, fears and worries and, I don't know, all of those feelings are still so fresh in my head, too, of, oh, my God. What are we going to do? Which is so funny to look back on now because I'm like, gosh, we've gotten really good at that. Like we have three now and now we're done. But it's like, you know, by the time you get good, you're done. It's like such a learning experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was postpartum? Like, did you have any issues or was it pretty good?
Yeah, it was looking back, I definitely think I struggled with some postpartum anxiety. I don't think in the time, if you would have asked me, I would have known. Mm-hmm. But I think I just was so like, I was nursing. And so, gosh, trying to figure that out just the first time is a lot.
Yeah.
And then like, I just felt like everybody wanted to come in my hospital room and like visit. And I'm like, I gotta get my boobs out, you know, and like my uncle's here and my nipple and how do you, you know, like, and then like going home, the same thing, people would come visit and like just trying to like navigate, like feeling uncomfortable in my body after giving birth and then having people be around. And I don't know, it was just like, I feel like I was so raw. That's like the best way. I feel like I had like an exposed nerve. And it was just like, his cry was just like, you know, so I just have memories of that. And I think, yeah, at the time, I don't think I knew what that was, but it definitely was it was anxiety. I just have never had anxiety. And so having that then it was just interesting. It was just a different feeling in my body.
Yeah.
But it's hard to know, like, is this normal? Mm-hmm. Is this the baby blues or is this, you know?
Yep.
Because I can remember a few times of being like, I just can't, like, I couldn't stop laughing and, like, uncontrollable cracking up. And Jordan's like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, and then that, you're like, oh, it's probably normal. So, yeah, I don't know. And there was just, like, you know, there were a few times where I didn't leave the house, I don't think, for, like, 2 months after he was born. Just because I was like, he was a crabby, fussy baby. Like, and we look back on it and we're like, was he, or did we just not know what we were doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Were we just so unsure that he was like, figure it out, you know? Like, so I don't know. I was like scared he would cry. And then I was like, what am I going to do? I don't know how to do that. And then I have to nurse and how, you know, all of those what ifs you do as a first time mom. It's so scary and new, you know? So new.
Yeah. Yep. Trying to figure it all out is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no handbook.
No. I mean, they try, but none of them are right.
And so you can't, individual. You don't know until you do it because so much of it is like, I think like feelings in your body, you know what I mean? Like when he would cry, any baby could cry and I would not have a feeling. And then when he would cry, I'd be like, I would be like, Jordan, make it stop. Like it would like hurt me. And he's like, what is wrong with you? He's just crying. And I was like, I know, but I can like feel it in my body. Like trying to explain that to Jordan was always like, he didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, he was very like, and he was great with him, but it's different.
like a shock collar or something.
Yeah. It's like you, and I remember a few times Jordan would take the late night shift in the living room of him and Ryder down there sleeping. He'd be like, go to bed. Just go upstairs and go to bed. And I would go up and then just like slowly start creeping down the steps again. And I'm like, I just want to see to make sure he's okay. And I like, you know, looking back, I'm like, what was I looking for? Like he was sleeping in the rock and play. And Jordan was sitting right next to him playing video games. He wasn't even sleeping. So yeah, it's just so raw. I don't know. It's the best way to explain, I think.
Everything that you just said literally is what happened to me.
Yeah.
I was, like my sister would come over and watch Wes and she'd be like, go to sleep. And I'd be like, wait, he cried? I have to go get him.
Yes.
Like it was only my job.
Yeah.
When I had so much help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think nursing does that a lot to you too.
Oh my God.
Like you,
the tinge.
Yes.
The tinge.
Yes. And you're like, I'm the only one who can, because Ryder was crabby and I was the only, like nursing was what calmed him. Mm-hmm. So for a while I felt like, if my boobs aren't around, you know, he's in trouble.
We're screwed.
Right. Somebody's screwed.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was it's a learning experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yep. Yeah.
You can only do better from here, I guess. Right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Gosh. It's like night and day with the first and the third.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just night and day. So there's hope, you know, there's light.
Just have a third baby.
Hang in there. Hang in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Advice for new moms. Just have another.
Yeah. That'll make it all go away.
And then come back on and tell us your story.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add about Ryder?
No, I think that's. Summarizes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go into Conan's.
So Conan, I mean, so Ryder was 21 months when I gave birth to Conan.
So far these two will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's hard. And I feel like that was like a whirlwind, you know, like when I look back, I'm like, I just feel like I was in survival mode for so long in that moment. Like in that I have a 20 month old now. And I'm like, I cannot imagine having a newborn with him. He's a baby. So yeah, it's hard. 'Cause you know, Ryder was still very much a baby. So Conan's pregnancy was, same, easy, you know, and then, just a few days before my due date, she was like, do you want me to just induce you? And I kept saying the whole time, I'm going to go into labor this time. I really want to go into labor. And then I was like, you know what? I do, because I want to be able to pick the time and the day, and I want to get a babysitter. You know, I wanted to plan with my sister for Ryder, and I was like, and I already know what to expect. Like, I know what they're going to do, like how my body handled it. And so, yeah, I was like, yeah, please, let's end this. So then, all my labors were 10 hours, right around 10 hours.
That's crazy.
That was it.
Yeah.
From start to finish too. Like, so then, went in, my sister came over to watch Ryder and then, got the Pitocin, same thing. I did get the epidural a little earlier. I felt it a lot sooner than I did with Ryder. Mm-hmm. Got same thing, just got the epidural. I was so much better not being worried about that, you know, like not just, it was so much calmer and like to know what to expect, you know, go into something being like, I've already done this. I know what to expect. And then, and then when it was time to push, it was like Ryder had already cleared the path with his big head, cone head, and literally got one push and Conan was out.
Holy cow.
Like, my doctor was like, so they like went to go look and they were like, I was like, same thing. Like, I feel the pressure down there. Like, just, can you just check me one more time? And she came and was like, oh my God, close your legs. We got to call Dr. Lemoyne. Like, close your legs. And I was like, what? She's like, just close your legs. Don't push. And I was like, okay. And she's like, she lives 6 minutes away. So we're going to call the doctor. And I was like, okay.
They weren't even there.
You know, no, she wasn't even there. She's like, she's sleeping. I guess she was on call. And so they call her and she comes in and she's like, all right, we're ready to go. And yeah, I pushed one time and he was there. I was like, is that it? Was that it? Like, I couldn't even believe it because I had pushed for 2.5 hours. I was like ready. I was like, here we go. Like, you know.
I'm going to do pushing, better.
And pushing is really hard. You don't realize that. Jordan was like, oh, I understand now why you sweat when you push. Because you're like working hard. I'm like, yeah.
Whole body
yes. Yeah. It's like running really hard. And like, yeah. So I had done it. And I was like, that was it? This is over? I couldn't believe it. Because I was so ready and set up to push for a long time. So one time and that was it. So. He was easy. And then he was such an easy baby. I mean, I swear he did not wake up for like a month. And I was like, that is the only way we could have done it because Ryder was, you know, into two, like hitting the terrible twos of like the temper tantrums and throwing himself on the ground and all that. So I felt like he was doing all that and Conan's just sleeping in the rock and play. And I was like, oh, thank God for giving me one that wasn't, you know, crying all the time. Yeah. So yeah, he was. Real easy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Real easy.
Thank God you needed that.
I needed that.
Yeah. Those two-year-olds are really weird.
Yeah. Especially when there's so many changes, you know, like there's a new baby and, you know, it's hard for them to understand. But and I didn't have really any of that anxiety. I don't know if it was just like I was too busy or I was just ready and used to it. And nursing was like, I don't know, so easy. I knew what to do. It was like riding a bike. It was like, here we go. Just, you know, put them on. And I was so much more comfortable with, like, nursing in public and, you know, bringing them in public. And he also didn't cry very much. So it was like, you know, that's great. Awesome. Yeah. Woo. So this was easy. Just like his one push. Easy. Now, is it a little bit of a different story now that he's five? He's a little bit more challenging. He's one of my more challenging. So I'm like, oh, this is, you know, I'm paying for this still a little bit. But yeah, he was great. It was easy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's funny how they all switch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about that because Ryder was a hard baby. And then he's just such a good, like, first kid, follow the rules, does what you say, just is very, like, you know. Yeah. And then Conan's like, well, I'm going to test every button you have and push them all. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have expected that out of your newborn phase.
Yeah, the second kid, they start to, like, rebel, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Now, like, when Vivian was a baby, Arthur was, like, two, same age difference. And I'm like, oh, my God, how are we going to do this? But Vivian was so good. Mm-hmm. She slept a lot, too. Mm-hmm. And now that... Vivian's, you know, a year and a half. She is like terrible twos early. Mm-hmm.
That's
like,
how I feel
right
now.
Throwing temper tantrums, and I'm like, and now Arthur's pretty easy, and he's always like, "It's okay, Vivian." I'm like, "I'll get you a snack," and like he's being really sweet, and it's
There's something with the second. So I hear so. Something with that second child. A lot of my friends and coworkers I talk to, it's like the second you're like, oh my, like it. And what I think a lot of it is, and Jordan and I have done a lot of like personal growth and like working on ourselves just to be better parents. I mean, to be better parents and better people. But it's like Ryder was like kind of so easy. And then like Conan came and it was like, we honestly were like, we don't know how to be parents. Like, Ryder is just easy. I don't think that was our parenting.
Yeah.
But now it's like, now we're starting to learn, like, oh, what we did with Ryder doesn't work with Conan. So it's like a whole different ballgame. Yeah. So
I feel like Wes was a really easy baby. Mm-hmm. He, like, I just felt like I knew what to do most of the time, which was pick him up or like feed him. But then now, 14 months old, and he's already like having these temper tantrums. Like, today was a fucking shit fire, you guys. I was like, what is wrong with you? Who are you?
Yes.
Sam was like, what happened to him? And I was like, I don't know.
Emotions. Yeah.
The emotions are like 10 out of 10. I'm like, could this get any worse?
Seriously. Yeah. Vivian just like will throw herself on the ground.
Yes.
Like,
same.
Go to like bang her head, but like really soft.
Same.
And I'm like, okay, like
we're just acting. Same. Oh. It's so funny, though. I'm, like, such a different mom with Mac than I was with Ryder. I feel like Ryder would go into those, and then I would be, like, all in myself, like, freaking out. Like, now with Mac, I'm like, I'll be in the kitchen. Let me know when you're done, and I'll give you a hug, you know? Like, go ahead and do you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The other day, he did one for, like, 20 minutes, and he got quiet, and I went in there, and he was sleeping on the floor. I was like, all right, It's cool. Like, when? I would have never been able to handle that for 20 minutes with, you know, with Ryder. Like, yeah. So it's
that's
just
how I feel
so
right
much
now.
Growth. Oh, I know.
Like, today, like, we literally came inside and he decided to throw his head back, hit a cooler, yeah. and then hit the ground. I'm like, I thought we talked about this.
Yeah. It's just they just so many emotions.
And I try to do, like, it's okay. I hear that you're
I
upset.
I hear you. Yep.
But I don't know what you're yeah. crying about.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You're like, you're upset because
he probably doesn't. They probably don't even know, you know?
It's just something from 10 minutes ago. Yeah. And you're still crying.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. Being a parent is hard.
That's why we're just two average moms over here.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It really is. And they're all so different that, you know, I think you get it figured out, and then you're like, oh, well, this isn't going to work.
Nope.
So
the new thing,
move on.
So there's always something new.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, oh, God, when they're teenagers, you know, a whole new set of problems. Because people that I talk to that have teenagers are like, oh, the toddlers are easy.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what my sister said.
What? This has to get easier.
Yeah. I didn't sign up for it to get harder.
No. Different set, yeah. I guess, of worries. But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, like, elementary school age. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, yes. Ryder's going into second grade.
But like,
and it's nice.
At least you can like have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell you what's
yes.
up.
Yeah. They can get like self-sufficient, you know.
Yeah. I'm tired of wiping butts.
Yeah. Oh, God. Me too. There was a moment there where all three of them were requiring it. And I was like, somebody's always yelling, Mom! Is bent over with her butt waiting for me. And I'm like, how long does this last?
Wipe my butt.
Here's my present.
God. Everybody do their own butts. So, yeah. That'll be nice.
Oh, this is so good.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I got a present for you. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. I was a nanny and I was wiping two kids' butts and changing a third kid. And I was like, what am I doing here?
Jordan actually bought a bidet at the beginning of COVID. And so now we have a bidet. So I'm like, just squirt your butt. You know, it's like outsourcing my wipe to the squirt.
Do they use it?
Yeah. Well, Conan was scared of it for a long time. And he would every time sit down and go to the bathroom, he'd be like, don't spray my butt. And we'd be like, all right, we won't spray. But now he's all about it. So it makes cleanup a lot easier. Everybody's in the market for a bidet.
Just get bath time. Just get
less
in the bidet.
Toilet paper. Right. Just go stand in front of the toilet. Yeah. It's nice. So it's helped.
We'll have to check that out. For sure. It might be worth it. Seriously. Everything is about poop and butts these days.
Oh,
so.
Man. Yeah. Poops, butt, and penises at our house. It's all they are. That's all they talk about.
Yeah, you live with four of them. I mean,
yep.
Man.
Yeah, man out. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Boy, yeah.
They'll bring stuff up, and I'm like, go talk to your dad. I don't know. That isn't me. I don't have one. So it is kind of nice.
That's like our mother-in-law, though. Like, Jerry.
Yeah.
Four of those boys. And, like, just the stories that Sam tell me, I'm like, oh, my God.
People are always like, are you going to have another? And I'm like, no, I would have another boy. And I'm not okay with that. I'm done. So done.
So if you want to go ahead and tell us about Mac.
Yes.
COVID baby story.
COVID baby, yeah. So, yeah. So then at like 3 weeks before my due date, my blood pressure got high and she was worried about you know, preeclampsia and all of that. And so, I don't know. I had to go in for like a lot of the stress test and then I had to go in for a lot of blood work all the time. I felt like I was going in there a lot. And it was terrifying because of COVID and going in and being around all these people, which I wasn't normally around. So then she decided to induce me. And I think I could have probably pushed it of like, no, let's wait longer. But then I was also worried and just kind of like, you know, I don't know. I was just worried about it getting worse. So same thing. Went in, It was hard because, you know, what was really scary is finding somebody to watch the kids during COVID because we weren't seeing anybody and we were being super careful. And I was worried that if I had someone come watch them, you know, my sister or Jordan's parents, like, came watch them, then that if they got COVID, I had to bring a newborn home, you know, mm-hmm. to COVID. So it was mm-hmm. like the planning of that. So luckily my sister quarantined and then test and just like did all the things to like make us feel as safe as possible. Yeah. So that was really helpful and took a stress off of us. So then, yeah, they induced me and same thing, just, you know, easy. I felt contractions, felt them coming on, and I worked through them a lot more with him than any of them. And it was hard, and then got the epidural. Laid around, watched some TV, hung out, and then, yeah, and then it was time to push with him, and he was smaller. He was like 6 pounds, 12 ounces because he was a little early. Mm-hmm. But she was like, okay, one push, and so then I did, and then she was like, just give me a little push, like a tiny little push, and I was like, I don't really even know what that is, and I just was like, ah! She was like, what? So, and I guess I tore when I did that. I tore myself by pushing too hard. But he, I mean, same thing. It was a push and a half that he came out and was just, I was like, Ryder, I feel like, really feel like Ryder just like paved the way for his brothers to just make such easy entrances. I was like, how did I get so lucky that like, it was just so easy and beautiful and, you know, wonderful. And it was so little stress. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, like the nurses with the mask. And then every time they come in, do you put it on? Do you not put it? And it was just so, there were just so many weird stressors with that one, just mm-hmm. like my pregnancy of like, you know. So then Jordan was actually like there, you know, he was all there for that. And then he actually was like, all right, I'm going to walk you back to the room and get you settled. And then I'm going to head out because the boys were at home and he had to like let my sister go. And he stayed with the boys and I just chilled in the hospital by myself the whole time. And it was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it was beautiful. And first of all, I didn't say this with any of them, but I love the hospital stay. Like, how wonderful. Like, I just want to have a baby to go stay in the hospital, have someone take care of me. And bring me, they bring you food, uh-huh. you watch your TV, like, it's yeah. just wonderful.
You don't have someone don't come have... in to yell to wipe your butt.
No, that's what I said. I'm like, this is my vacation.
Meals. You don't have to do dishes.
No. Like... God, this is my my COVID vacation. I'm going to the hospital. Like,
all the food, too. Like, I like pick two desserts, two appetizers.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They were yes. feeding you, uh-huh. yeah.
Oh, and I just remember, like, you know, when you after you have give birth, you just are so hungry, like, nursing, mm-hmm. and I'm so hungry, and I just would just, I just can remember that tray being in front of me and just, like, eating all the food and, like, oh, it was so great. It was so good. So I just, and I didn't have any visitors, which was so nice.
Yeah.
And not to be rude or mean, but, like, it was just like, it was just him and I, and I felt like that. I always have kind of felt like this special bond with Matt because I feel like I'm like, I got to keep him alive, you know, like we can't get COVID. And he was, you know, I just have this like certain protection, or maybe it's because he's my last, I don't know. Yeah. But then in the hospital, it was like, you know, just him and I hanging out, snuggling, nursing, eating. I mean, it was special. So yeah. I feel lucky that I had that like time with him, and I didn't have Jordan snoring on a couch next to me, you know, like I could, it was just great. And empowering, like I could do this on my, I did that on my own and like, yeah. it was hard and, you know, I got through it and pretty cool. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I was a nurse tech and I was coming to see you and you were like the most happiest person to be there.
And I didn't have any pain meds. I didn't take any pain meds with them.
Damn. No. Oh my God. That's awesome.
No, I took them once with Ryder, and I got so loopy and weird that, like, I just was feeling really, like, weird. So I didn't take them anymore. But I didn't really need them because it was so so easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Usually every time I walked into a room, people were like, oh, what do you need? You were like, hi.
Come on in.
How are you?
Have a seat.
We just chatted away. You made yeah. me, you were like, making me like feel like it was so easy for me.
Oh yeah. I know. And then I have like, you know, I have like coworkers who are pregnant and they're asking me about it and I'm like, it's, I don't know. I give like, I feel like I don't mean to, but I hope I give people like I don't know, some weight off their shoulders, like not to stress, but I just love it so much. Pregnancy and birth and everything about it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love being pregnant and I love giving birth. Jordan's like, you are something else. I'm like, I know. And I would keep doing it if I could.
Yeah. Good thing we decided on three.
Yeah. Just let's stop here. But yeah, love it so much. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I feel very lucky and fortunate that I've had such good experiences.
Yeah. And they're really cute kids.
Yeah. Yeah. That
too. And good kids. Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Is there any advice for new moms that you would give or anyone going through pregnancy?
I just think like letting people know and asking people advice and questions or like, hey, I'm feeling this. Is it normal? Like, I don't think I did that with people. And mm-hmm. I wish I would have, especially that first time, just like, you know, any experienced mom, like, hey, is it normal to like creep around the corner and check on my kid? You know, like, because it probably is, and it'll make you feel a lot better to know. Because, yeah, I mean, it really is nice having a community of moms that, like, get it and who've been through it and totally understand if you ask questions, you know. So yeah. I think my advice is just to reach out and talk with people and ask.
Yeah. Literally, like, have to, like, thank Liz for my postpartum anxiety. Like, mine was so short, but it feels like it was something so easy to overcome because you – posted about it on Mother's Day, and I'm like, holy shit, this is how I'm feeling, like, to a T, like, what is going on? And you were, like, so supportive, and Sam, and, like, I literally. Yeah.
Once you put, like, a name to it, too, and, like, can, like, recognize, like, oh, this is what I'm feeling. It's not just, like, I'm spiraling, you know? Like,
it's freeing to know.
When I made my first appointment with a counselor, I was like, I already felt better.
Absolutely.
It's so good to talk to people about it.
Yeah.
Well, even with nursing, too. Like, I nursed all three boys for a year, each of them. It is so hard and so many, like, learning experiences and hiccups and how do you do this and when do you do this and just so many uncertainties with it. So, like, yeah, having a community and talking with people and asking them. I always tell people who I know that are having kids and are planning on nursing, I'm just like, call me anytime and text me anytime. I will help you because, you know, I know so many, like, 3 a.m. crying sessions of, like, I can't do it. It hurts, you know, like, whatever. Like, this is normal, you know. So I just, reaching out to people I think is so important.
Yeah. I'm going to keep you in my back pocket, honey.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime.
That's awesome. Erin, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your stories. Yeah. It was wonderful to have like three in one. I love that.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is fun.
3 in 1.
Yeah. For more information on Erin, please feel free to like look at our Instagram or, you know, we'll have like our reels and some little clips and stuff.
Yeah. And please leave a review or at least just give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. It just helps us get out there to, you know, more new moms and pregnant people so that we can help, you know, get the story out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to share your story with either, you can either DM me or Liz or go through our website and fill out our guest inquiry sheet. So, yeah, we'll see you next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks.